The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Tragedy, regardless of what the facts play out, and we hope that this will be resolved as far as the investigation. We need to get past this point so we can all sit down at the table, African-American leaders, law enforcement, other people, so we can start having discussions on moving forward.
Ferguson Mayor James Knowles talking about moving forward after that tragic shooting over the weekend. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's where we start. Police using tear gas on demonstrators in that Missouri town that is just ripped apart by an unarmed teen's shooting. The teenager was shot and killed on Saturday night. And as the story goes, in case you haven't heard it, he was just 18 years old. Michael Brown, he had graduated from high school, was going to college, and he was supposedly, according to witnesses, giving up with what was happening and was raising his arms and being subdued. The officer, according to witnesses, had his gun raised and started shooting him in the chest a couple of different times. The officer then stood over him and shot him, is again what one witness is saying. There is massive investigating going on in Ferguson as to the details of this, because of police responding and is exactly what happened. There's a lot of vague details that are floating around. There was some kind of scuffle, and that's what's very unclear in this tragic thing that happened. And Michael Brown and his friend, supposedly Donnan Johnson, who talked to a local television station in St. Louis, said that he and Michael Brown were walking home from a convenience store when a police officer told them to get out of the street and on to the sidewalk. They kept walking, which caused the policeman to confront them from his car, and again after getting out of the car, and then that's where the details go in a couple of different directions, as I explain, but immediately, people's antennas go up because they think of Trayvon Martin and what happened there in 2012. The FBI is investigating this, as I mentioned, in Ferguson, which is very close to St. Louis. They're investigating, of course, what's happening. The FBI has joined into what's going on into this Missouri police shooting. And the town has absolutely exploded, police using tear gas, as you heard the mayor there say, on demonstrators in Missouri by the town that has just been absolutely, sadly ripped apart. Awful to see this, for sure, because are we thinking, wow, are we going to see this play out all over again, only this time it's going to be in Missouri? I've gotten a lot of reaction from many of you who listen to America Tonight, who can't believe some of the things you're hearing from witnesses, but it shows you how this audience is still saying, well, let's let the facts come out. Let's hear more about this instead of jumping to conclusions right away. Sadly, Robin Williams died in an apparent suicide at the age of 63. The funny man, the Oscar-winning actor who really touched a lot of lives, lived just over the Golden Gate Bridge in a place called Tiburon. And the coroner is saying suicide at this point, but also being cautious to let more details come out. From asphyxiation is what the official, almost official cause supposedly is going to be. He leaves behind a wife and three grown children. It's just been one reaction after another, not just from famous people, but from others as well, who are stunned that the 63-year-old has died. You have to think, when you think of his work, that it feels like too soon. It feels like way too soon. Robin Williams many times when he was caught in the right moment with the right interviewer talked about some of the demons and things that he struggled with, and here's little snippets of what he had to say.
Here's who I am. This is what I do. I love doing this. I love being crazy sometimes. I also can love reading and being very quiet sometimes. Borderline catatonic. But that's what I am.
Everybody's doing cocaine. Baseball players have to go in front of a grand jury and say, yeah, I did cocaine. Can you blame me? It's a slow damn game. Come on, Jack. I'm standing out in left field for 7 innings. There's a white line going all the way down to home plate.
Yeah, funny. You know, he could almost riff on anything. And in his life, he struggled with alcoholism. He had beaten that demon. You know, as anyone knows who's an alcoholic or who's lived with an alcoholic, you are an alcoholic. It's never over. And he went back to alcohol, got some help, and he also dealt with serious depression. And he sometimes would talk about that. He'd gone into rehab a couple of different times and recently had been there. So he was in a deep, deep depressive state, supposedly, according to many, many friends. But people that were close to him still are reacting that they're very surprised that this has happened. When you think of Robin Williams and you think of the work of Robin Williams, I guarantee the one thing that he could do is you might not have liked his stand-up, you might not have liked some of the things that he did, but I guarantee there's something in his entire career that you enjoyed, whether it was being the voice of Aladdin because you took your child or your grandchildren there, or you saw him in Good Morning Vietnam playing the famous DJ, did that so well, or Good Will Hunting, he won an Oscar, a supporting Oscar for that role, or Mrs. Doubtfire. This is a family movie, really. So a lot of families went to see it, and he made them laugh. And Mrs. Doubtfire, that was a movie in the 90s. He also did, in the 90s, he did a lot of movies. He did The Birdcage, which I thought was very, very, very funny. He did Night at the Museum, Dead Poets Society, The Fisher King, The World According to Garp, if you go back in his history, in 1982. And again, to mention this, to reiterate this, dead according to the coroner of apparent suicide at the age of 63, found unconscious at his house and pronounced dead there. That's what Marin County, the coroners are saying. The probable cause, asphyxiation, and it's stunning. Many, many people who knew Robin Williams. Coming up in this hour of America tonight, to kind of lighten the load, believe it or not, going to introduce you to Jackie Woodside. She's all about the energy and motivation to change your world when you're mired in something that you don't like that you're doing personally or professionally. She talks about having to do that and how you can transform yourself sort of in that direction, too. Also, in this hour of America tonight, other odds and ends, like a big one coming up next, Iraq and the president talking about Nouri al-Maliki. That's next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. isn't. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull.
These airstrikes have helped check the advance of ISIL forces around Sinjar and in the area west of Erbil. Over the last four nights, U.S. and U.K. air crews have flown 14 successful missions, airdropping more than 310 bundles of food, water, and medical supplies, delivering almost 16,000 gallons of water and 75,000 meals. There are no plans to expand the current air campaign beyond the current self-defense activities.
All right, that is Lieutenant General William Mayfield, because the concern for so many, including myself, is, whoa. Are we going to put both feet in here again? As somebody mentioned to me in an email, one of the listeners, that can you imagine if there was a call to go back into Iraq full scale, some kind of surge? And the answer to that is no, that would be just a fantasy. So you heard there, U.S. strikes are unlikely to hurt Iraqi militants pretty much. And it was more, part of that was humanitarian with the water drops and whatnot. So Mayfield, who is the director for operations with the Joint Chiefs of Staff, described the stay the course approach. And that's what he talked about on Monday afternoon out of D.C. He says, you know, 4 days that we've had here for this U.S. airstrike campaign in northern Iraq was just meant to push back the militants of ISIS, the Islamic group, or ICE. Now they're trying to shorten the version of what they are, the Islamic State, instead of ISIS. And anyway, Mayfield said the Air Force and Navy aircraft have done 15 targeted strikes, and they're checking them. And they've slowed the group down, and that was the goal. Some on the Hill, although they're taking a break now, think that we ought to broaden what we're doing in Iraq, but he emphasized again and again the principal task is protecting American people that are there and U.S. aircraft doing humanitarian missions for religious minorities fleeing the group. And that's it, that there is no other plan. The president today said, or Monday said, that it is a promising step forward and said that they're building off of today's progress, but U.S. efforts to join Iraqi forces in the fighting are going to be, you know, would be advanced. And he was talking about that we have a limited military objective in Iraq, that there is no American military solution. He was very quick to say that to the larger crisis and stressed the importance of a new inclusive government in Baghdad. And he praised the decision by the country's president to bypass the incumbent prime minister, Nouri al-Maliki, and name a new prime minister designate. Thank goodness. I mean, look, Nouri al-Maliki didn't want it in the first place. Then when he didn't include anybody, look what happened in Iraq. If there was even a slight glimmer of hope, he needed to include everybody's. Shiites, Sunnis, and Kurds, everybody, but that did not happen. And the scary thing is, when you look at this crazed Islamic group, I say crazed, they're big at fundraising, and they have definite targets, infidels. There's no secret about that. You can look at any of the videos that they pump out. Senate Intelligence Committee Chair Dianne Feinstein said she's warning that the militants' next target may be Baghdad, and that it, she's right about this, it takes an army to defeat an army. But the president is saying, no boots on the ground, no boots on the ground, that it would take more than weeks to solve the problem, that it's going to take some time. So this is interesting. I think it's going to get dicey. More than dicey. And will there be a reneging of that promise? I don't know. Definitely ditching al-Maliki will be huge, because they're worried about the infighting in the government as they face the threat of Sunni militants in the north. Al-Maliki's Dawah party rejected the nominee, Haider al-Abadi, and al-Maliki deployed security forces loyal to him in the streets of Baghdad to close two main roads, and hundreds of his supporters held a rally, raising fears that they may use force to stay in power. So we back him, and now look what happens. Not good. Pushes on to change that, to change it to somebody else. And I think that's why the president had a press conference to talk about that, to say, okay, here's what's happening. Just so you know, this is what we intend to do. No matter what you hear, don't believe it. Don't believe it, because we are not going to put boots on the ground, which is the biggest fear of everyone, to go back to what we had and start from square one all over again, which would be disastrous. With all the blood, sweat, treasure, human capital, and everything else that went into Iraq, it would be absolutely awful. Mixing in a couple of quick things I want to make sure that we hit up besides that, which is very, very big. Very big to have the president say, no boots on the ground. So now we got him on tape. No boots on the ground, no boots on the ground. Because if there's boots on the ground, I think this nation goes berserk. That was one of the big promises, and Democrat, Republican, and looking at it, it's one of the things that in some cases is a uniter. Because not every Republican agrees. Not every Republican thinks that we shouldn't be, you know, we shouldn't have boots on the ground. Some think, no, this is, you know, after everything we did there, we got to have people in there. But that's not happening right now anyway. right now, and it's not happening. We'll see how it looks a month from now. Might look a little bit different. There's probably a good possibility of that. All right, and a follow-up to something that we talked about here on America Tonight just the other night is this story, this strange story that definitely transcends sports, is Tony Stewart and the fact that over the weekend he was supposed to be competing in a huge NASCAR race in New York, but instead it turns deadly on a dirt track race. And he, you know, apparently in this race, which is strange, the details, and if you look at the video of it, it's awful. There's no criminal charges pending against him, so there's the big setup. But the thing that people are talking about is what happened in this confrontation. What was it that he didn't compete in the NASCAR Sprint Cup race, but that's because he hit and killed a sprint car driver, Kevin Ward Jr., during a race the night before. Just happened. There's no decision if Stewart is going to drive at Michigan because that's the next race up. The only thing that's being said is he needs to take as much time as he needs to make a decision, that it's emotional. Ward was hit on Saturdays when this happened, so he didn't go to Sunday's race. Stewart, he just released a statement after he climbed from his car, was on the track trying to confront Stewart during a race, and he hit him. He was pronounced dead at a hospital locally. And he's Tony Stewart himself, not under criminal investigation, but that it's open. They're leaving the investigation open. And the reason they say there was no charges is because there's no facts that exist that support any criminal behavior or conduct or anything, any probable cause of a criminal act. And I think they are hard-pressed to come up with that. I mean, just awful. Just a terrible thing to happen before a race and when someone's hot and they're getting out of their car and who knows. And what can Stewart say? He just released a statement on Sunday afternoon saying there weren't words to describe the sadness he felt about the accident that took the life of Kevin Ward Jr., that it was an emotional time for everyone involved, and it's the reason he decided not to participate Sunday at Watkins Glen. Said his thoughts and prayers are with the family, friends, and everyone affected by the tragedy. Coming up, we're going to pep you up with a little energy talk. Oh, yeah. Jackie Woodside next on America Tonight.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze-Dry Guy's giant factory authorized sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Versus time versus how many people, I'll tell you what, have I met that say, man, I just have no energy. I can't do it. I have all these aspirations, all these goals. I can't get through my to-do list, on and on and on and on. So I thought it would be fun to have Jackie Woodside join us on the program. So this woman, man, she has enough energy to go around the world, I'm telling you. You check out her TED Talk, absolutely amazing. And it is about that. It is about energy, and this is a lot of what Jackie talks about. So we wanted to pick her brain and find out, give you a little sneak preview of some of the stuff that she offers of how you can pump up your energy and stop making the whole time excuse sort of thing. Jackie, thanks for popping on America Tonight.
Couldn't be happier. Nice to be here.
So if I did your whole resume, it would take the entire interview plus the show. But you've done amazing things. You've been the featured speaker in so many places. You know, you got a book that was a bestseller, an Amazon bestseller called What If It's Time for a Change? So what if it's time for a change? How do you know when it's time for a change?
Yeah. Well, there's a couple ways that you know that it's time for a change. Either A, life hands you one and you say, okay, ready, set, go. Or you can't stand yourself any longer and you're in that ontological angst place. You know what I'm talking about. When you can't stand yourself. Either you're so bored with yourself that you can't stand it or you're so miserable you can't stand it. So you get in any one of those two places. Either life hands you something and you say, ready, set, go. Or you're in such a place that you can't stand yourself any longer. And it's time to say, bring it. I'm ready for a change.
Yeah. So what's the first step somebody can take? Because you know there's just people that are paralyzed. They can't move. They can't do it.
Yeah. You know, really, that's so it, Kate. Right? Because that's what happens. Even when people, you know, and I use myself for an example. I knew for a good 5 years. Matter of fact, I had my personal mission statement for 10 years before I told anybody about it. I knew that I was kind of being pushed in this direction of being a teacher and a speaker and an author and moving in that direction. But you know, I had a success, and just like everybody else, right? I had a successful career. I had a pretty cushy living. I was well respected in my field. So, you know, you tell anybody, well, I'm thinking about cashing all of this in to go follow my dream, you know, and it's not often met with a lot of acceptance. So that's exactly it. People feel that readiness for a change, whether it's, you know, pursuing the dream like I just talked about, or it's, you know, maybe something even a little bit more difficult than that. Maybe it's leaving the spouse, you know, saying I've really gone down this road as long and as far as I can, and I really need a change. I've had lots of people take my programs for that. I've had people take my programs because they're ready to come out. You know, they've been married, they've got kids, but, you know, hey, bottom line, I'm gay, man. I got to deal with this. And so there's all of these things. What stops people from making the change is absolutely paralyzing fear. And I say you've got two choices when you know, you feel it in your gut, that ontological place. You know in your very being it's time for a change, but you're not ready to do it. If you're going to follow one of two things. You're going to follow your faith or you're going to follow your fear. And when I was following my fear, I was miserable. You know, I was secure, had that cushy income coming in, but I was pretty miserable. I started just following my faith and believing that if I put one foot in front of the other, things would work out. And I'll tell you, I haven't looked back. So it takes more than faith. You got to have faith followed by an action plan, followed by some support and some activity going along with it. But I really do believe that it's really the realm of miracles. When you feel that time for a change and you put some action behind that with some faith, it's just the realm of miracles.
Yeah, one of the things that you talk about is energy management. You got an energy management workbook, which you say is a radical new approach to self-mastery. This is really what we're talking about, and going from fear to faith and taking the leap. I say, my saying is, leap and the net will find you.
Yeah,
but
right.
Same thing. But it's taking that leap. So you talk about time, and you talk about can we control time? Because, you know, we can't stop time. So what role does time play into making this transformation?
Yeah, it's such a great question, Kate, because everybody says, I'm sure you've heard the same thing. You know, I've been a therapist, I've been a coach, like you said, that long resume of mine. I've sat with literally thousands of people, either as a therapist, a coach, or in my seminars, and, you know, 99% of the time what people say is, oh, but Jackie, I just don't have time. You know, I don't have time to do the research. I don't have time to start that new business. I don't have time to get the lawyer and, you know, get out there and talk to my husband about leaving him or whatever it is. You know, people always say, I don't have time. So the psychological factor behind that is time is a very justifiable excuse for fear. You know, if you look at my own life, back when I was having a successful coaching and therapy practice, doing one-on-one work hour after hour, doing volunteer work here and there, you know, I was involved in a lot of things. No one would have looked at my life and said, oh, well, sure, Jackie, you're just using that as an excuse. You know, because most people busy themselves with really cool, good, and important things. But if you're busy, most often, you're not busy producing what it is that you want in life. You're busy, but you're not productive. You know, and people hide behind that busyness. So the first thing that time has to do with change is people hide behind it because of their fear. And it is a socially acceptable, in fact, even socially desirable trait today, you know, to out-busy your neighbors. You know, everybody's trying to out-busy and out-schedule one another. So you've got to really look to see to what degree am I saying I'm too busy, when in fact I'm sure that's true, but are you using that as your cushion to hide behind it when in fact you're really just too afraid to make that change?
So would you say, Jackie, that sometimes people need to say no and they have a hard time saying no and they get over-involved and over-scheduled in all kinds of things?
Sure. That's one of my favorite phrases, and you can tweet this one out for me. When you're a yes to everything, you're a no to your peace of mind.
Boy,
so, you know,
true.
I know back, I don't know, what was it, around the late 90s into the early 2000s, maybe up to 2010, there was this big yes to life movement, right? Everything was like, let's be a yes to life. And, you know, I certainly appreciate the energy of that, right? I don't want to be a curmudgeon living under a rock complaining that life isn't making me happy, right? So I don't mean that. But if you are a yes to everything, you will be a no to your peace of mind. Let's face it, it is a big, sexy, exciting world out there. You will never run out of things that can interest you. You know, every fitness class, every educational class, let's do some adult education. Oh, let's do some service opportunities. Oh, wait, we got the kids. Let's go do this with the kids. Oh, I could do career advancement. You know, like, girlfriend, it's never going to end. So if you're a yes to everything, you got to be a no to your peace of mind. So how do you figure out where to have your yes be yes and your no be no? And that, to me, is all about this inner peace. It's about managing your energy, not your time. What brings you meaning? What feeds your soul? What's in alignment with your values and who you came here to be? You start answering some of those bigger life questions and then living according to them, you'll start managing your energy rather than your time. And like you said, you'll have lots of energy to spare. Time, you know, will run out. Energy is endless.
Yeah, boy, that's true. You talk about faith. You're the board president at Unity on the River in Amesbury, Massachusetts. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so that's a spiritual community that I've been involved in for about 10 years. I've been board president for 8 of the last 10 years at Unity on the River. Unity is a faith community. It's a spiritual movement that falls in the New Thought spirituality or New Thought movement. It's based in Christian theology, but it also espouses that we embrace and appreciate, we welcome all paths to God. So we don't say we have the way, but it is, it's a metaphysical approach to life that says mind, body, and spirit are one, and our journey in life is to really grow in our faith rather than our fear, if you will, which I say is growing back to the divinity, the divine nature that we all came from. So that's a little bit about the Unity movement and my role in it. You know, I've been a leader both in my own church, but I'm also a leader in the Unity movement around the country. I can't believe they let me go into the Unity Seminary and teach the budding ministers on leadership and energy, managing their energy, not their time. And so I've taught quite a bit at Unity Institute and Unity churches around the country. So for those of you who might consider yourselves cultural creatives, or you might say I'm spiritual but not religious, and you espouse this connection between mind, body, and spirit, you recognize that your thoughts have some connection with the life that you're living and the energy that you have. If that's the way that you think and you'd like to have a community, an organized place that you can plug in, you know, the Unity movement is just, I can't say enough about it. It's touched my life in such an incredible way.
Do you think that that there is something that where people have lost some spirituality, and that's part of the struggle sometimes people have?
You know, I really do. Their spirituality, or perhaps what you might say their love, I think in the busyness that everyone is going on, the chaos, people have lost a sense of meaning.
Mm.
You know, when our lives have become about just doing the next thing and out-busying and out-scheduling your neighbor, and everybody's got too much to do, and you're moving from next to next to next to next, there's no sense of really deeply connecting with what matters to me, or even reflecting on, did this matter to me? How often do you go through a whole week and you don't even, like, then somebody will say to you on the Saturday morning, hey, what'd you do this week? And it's like, I don't know. So when there's that, you've lost that sense of interconnection, you've lost any sense of meaning. And to me, that sense of meaning and importance and faith go hand in hand with one another. And certainly in our culture, there have been some, you know, some difficult things that have happened. The whole debacle with the Catholic Church. I was raised Catholic. I love the Catholic faith. But, you know, that shook a lot of people very deeply to their core. And you certainly have seen similar things in the religious right movement. And, you know, even some of the, if you follow Eastern religions, some of the big gurus have had falling from grace. So there's been a lot that's been happening in contemporary culture. But the truth is, we still are spiritual beings, even though humans will always have our frailties. We are spiritual beings, and when people connect with that sense of what is it for me? You know, what gives me meaning? What has me want to get up in the morning? And you start answering that question and living your life that way, to me, that's the essence of living a spiritual life.
Oh, well said. Perfect place to end this. JackieWoodside.com. Check her out there. Jackie, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Happy to be with you.
Thank you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Coming off that conversation about energy and just getting to it, boy, I'll tell you what, isn't that what we need the next batch of lawmakers to do? However, you've got the midterms coming up. Can you believe it? You know, we're really staring down the barrel of September, and then before you know it, it's election day, and how many stay and how many go. When you see the approval ratings that haven't cracked 15%, and the frustration level is so incredibly high. How many conversations do I have with people a day about what isn't happening or how too much is happening on the wrong end of bigger, badder government? That we're too bulky, we're too top-heavy. Well, you know what I say to that? Pay close attention to who's running and look around for people who you think should run. Get behind some of those people. Start a new movement. It really is true. It is power to the people, and for some reason, a lot of times, that doesn't get through in the nooks and crannies because you figure, oh, well, you know, this deck is stacked against me. There is no middle class. There is no way to survive. There is no brass ring. But there would be, and there still could be, if we save America from itself. So you have to get involved, politically speaking. The more you're involved locally, the more you're involved for the people as far as voting and the people that represent your districts, the better off you are. You really could affect change that way. Presidential elections, not so sure because of the Electoral College. I think it's a little bit different, but not when it comes to Congress. So just remember that when you're thinking, ugh, voting, what's the use? I don't like anybody that's running. I mean, that's the idea, be involved in the process, and perhaps you can make a huge change somewhere down the line. All right, we're making that final loop here on this Hour of America tonight, and there's a couple of other things that are worth throwing in, worth mentioning at this juncture. You know, we talked about Missouri and how awful that is, and knowing that that's going to play out in a couple of different directions, probably. And I loved the email I got where, you know, they're talking about, let's not just jump to conclusions here. I have to agree on that. Another thing that's kind of one of those follow-up deals that we've talked about so much, and trust me, your taxpayer dollars and mine have gone into what happened with the IRS. So here's the latest in the Lois Lerner, where's the emails, IRS deal. The IRS is saying that some technicians made a couple of different efforts, just futile efforts, to try to save the data on a malfunctioning computer hard drive that was used by Lois Lerner, who is the former woman in charge of the, who's at the center, really, of the dispute between Congress and the Obama administration over scrutiny of the Tea Party groups, because she was the one who made those decisions, her office. So in a series of sworn statements submitted by the IRS, because they're trying to stop this lawsuit by Judicial Watch, they're saying, look, these government techs went step by step in the processes that they followed to try to get back the information. Because if you remember, the IRS in June told a congressional committee investigating the review of the Tea Party groups, that were trying to get the nonprofit status, that the hard drive crash on Lois Lerner's computer prevented it from getting much of her email from 2009 to 2011. So this is what they're saying. What a nightmare this has become, trying to unravel this mystery. I mean, this really has cost you and I a lot of money. Now it's one of those situations where, well, we're this far invested into it, do we keep on pushing the issue? Because, boy, we spent thousands and thousands of dollars. Lois Lerner, retired last year. And again, she was the person who determined whether groups that were looking for nonprofit status were too political to qualify for it. And that's why there was heavy interest in her email after she wouldn't answer questions, because she kept invoking her congressional right against self-discrimination. That raised the red flags for many people, and then so nothing has happened. It's just been a jam up, and the technicians saying they don't have it, no backup, no hard drive, because the interest was to trace some emails to try to figure out, well, who made the decision about the nonprofit groups, really? I mean, was it something she did? Was it somebody else that? Something else that led to that, and we absolutely don't know. And if everything's wiped clean and there's no way to get to the information, well, you do the math. How much longer do you keep pursuing until you say, you know, we're not going to find out what we want to know. We're not going to find that out. We're just going to have to move on from there, because this is not going to come to a conclusion that's worth it after we've spent $1 million, $2 million, however many millions of dollars tracking these dead ends. It does make you wonder, though. It really, really does. And then there's this wacky story about the DEA paying almost $900,000 for a confidential train passenger list, getting a whole bunch of them, right? It says they paid an Amtrak secretary that much money over 20 years to get confidential information about these passengers, which the DEA could have obtained for free through a law enforcement network, right? And the only identification to this employee was a secretary to a train, an engine crew. The secretary is allowed to retire rather than get administrative discipline after they discovered that she had effectively been acting as an informant who sold private passenger info since 1995. So think about that money. Since 1995, almost $900,000 with no approval from Amtrak. So passenger name reservation information, you know, is collected by trains, airlines, anyone else, where they're going somewhere. The dates of the ticket, the travel, the frequent flyer, rider information, all that kind of stuff. Senator Chuck Grassley, the senior Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee, called the money an unnecessary expense and asked for further information about it. He released a letter to that effect to the DEA administrator, Michelle Lionheart. He said the incident raises some serious questions about the DEA's practices and damages its credibility to cooperate with other law enforcement agencies, I'll say. Somebody gets to pocket a cool $900,000 for lists of passengers because what, they can't figure it out themselves when they can get it free? It's very disconcerting, I have to say. You know, the DEA doesn't publish on its website staff manuals, instructions for employees, any of that kind of stuff. So it's not really clear whether the DEA has rules against soliciting corporate insiders to provide confidential information in exchange for money. But this is a big blow. This is not a good thing. And once again, here's money that is squandered when they could have gotten the same lists for free. They're paying for that. Are you kidding? And they couldn't figure that out? Wow. You know, we have this weird trust thing, right, where we assume, well, that person running that individual organization or that branch of government, they have to know what they're doing. Look what they've done here, here, and here. Not necessarily. That is a big, big blunder. A huge blunder. And it's a good time to remind you about a couple of things. One, as always, 24/7, just like the late night fast food restaurants, we are open for your thoughts. Send them to me, americatonight.net. Click on contact, and this is my ode to James Gandolfini. Bada bing, you are in.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.